On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, is Nicola Everett.
It's all about Brexit this lunchtime ahead of another vote by MPs on Theresa May's withdrawal deal. A short time ago, the government's top lawyer said the Prime Minister's last-minute agreements reduce the risk of the UK being trapped in the Irish backstop against its will. That's the measure to keep the border with Ireland open if there's a no-deal exit. But the Attorney General also says the UK can't end it without agreement from the EU. Geoffrey Cox has been updating Parliament.
Let me make it clear. The legal risk, as I set it out in my letter of the 13th of November, remains unchanged.
Back to tonight's vote, and you can follow our live blog at kentonline.co.uk to find out how your MP will be voting. Business Secretary and Tunbridge Wells MP Greg Clark says it's important for companies to have certainty.
We need to come together in the national interest, make compromises where necessary, but come to a view that can command a majority so that we can get on with it and give business the confidence that they need, because they need that confidence if they're to be able to create and keep the jobs on which we all depend.
And North Thanet, Sir Roger Gale is urging his fellow MPs to back the Prime Minister.
If the withdrawal agreement is defeated, those that vote against it will bear a very considerable responsibility for a possible, if not probable, loss of Brexit, flying in the teeth of the expressed wish of the people of this country in a referendum.
But what if it doesn't go Theresa May's way? Well, our political editor, Paul Francis, says there could be questions about the PM keeping her job.
In the short term, I suspect she will, but longer term, I think the men in grey suits, as they call a Conservative 1922 committee, are perhaps looking at draft plans to replace her as Prime Minister.
Away from the vote, the Kent Resilience Forum say they've been making contingency plans for all possible Brexit outcomes. The group deals with emergency situations in the county. They've been preparing for the UK's departure from the EU since last July. Fiona Gaffney is their Brexit coordinator and says they're used to working with fast-moving situations.
What we've had to do is set ourselves a reasonable worst-case scenario. So we've used another disruption we've had at Porta Dover and Eurotunnel to understand what that can do to the strategic road network and to the local road network. The difficulty has been the timescales that we've had to do it in.
You can also watch coverage of today's events on Kent Tonight live on KMTV tonight from 5:30.
KMFM News.
Cross-channel ferry services from Kent are being disrupted this lunchtime as Storm Gareth batters Kent. Forecasters have got a yellow weather warning in force until 3 tomorrow afternoon and say the strong gusts could also cause power cuts. A man's been arrested following a ram raid on a shop in Staplehurst. At Kent Online, you can see pictures of the damage to the spa on Offens Drive after it happened at about 1 this morning. A 4x4 stolen from Tunbridge Wells was found on fire in nearby Jagged Way. A Swanley man who deliberately set a caravan alight then went on to run over two people in Rochester after failing to stop for police has been sent to prison for 5 years. Lucy's got the details for KMFM.
A court heard Lee Rice assaulted a woman in a caravan on Parsonage Lane in August last year. A member of the public who tried to intervene was also attacked. His car tyres were later slashed and the caravan torched. The following month, the 33-year-old from Hockenden Lane was spotted driving dangerously on a roundabout joining the M2 with the A249. He reached speeds of up to 150 miles per hour before eventually hitting two people on Star Hill in Rochester. As well as being jailed, he's also been disqualified from driving for 6 years.
And bottled water is being handed out in Hildenborough after a burst main left around 1,000 properties with low pressure or no supply at all. Crews found a 3-metre-long crack in the pipe when they were called to Tunbridge Road last night.
KMFM Showbiz.
Ken's James Jordan's revealed he needs an operation after injuring himself on Dancing on Ice. The former Strictly pro who lives near Maidstone nearly missed the final on Sunday after dislocating his shoulder. He went on to win the competition.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing Kent. co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham are back in action tonight in League One. With more on that, here's Ish.
While the Gills welcome Bristol Rovers to Priestfield for their 1-0 victory over Oxford United on Saturday. That result left the Gills 13th in the table, but still just 4 points from safety. Speaking after that game, boss Steve Lovell admitted there could be changes to his side.
I've got to balance it out. Obviously, players want to play every game, but we've got to see how the fatigue is, and I thought it was a few tired ones, especially the younger boys here today, but we'll see.
Kick-off's at 7.45, and in the Champions League, Manchester City will be hoping to join Manchester United and Tottenham in the quarterfinals tonight. They hold a 3-2 lead over German side Schalke, heading into the home leg of their last 16 tie.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.